All right, folks. So, shoot. I just, okay, no, yeah. All right. So, I think what I would love to do at this point is, okay, wait, need my glasses. Is ask you to give us, and let's just go around, okay? And so Ramon, if you've got something in here, great. If not, just listen, that's fine. But I really just want to go around and we'll literally go in order. We're going to go from April to Agnieszka to Brenda to Lisa, Yoga Lisa, and Lisa, our trauma specialist. Okay. And Ramon, you then, if you have thought on that, then you'll be last. But literally, I'd like us to go around week one. What your main, the main point for week one is, okay? And what, I'm trying to figure out how we can do this. How are you going to begin the class? How would you begin the class? And I don't mean just introductions. I mean, what is the first thing you would do? Then let's do what's the middle of your class? What's the middle of your class? And then how are you closing your class? So let's kind of keep it in those broad strokes and let's see what everybody is doing, what you're coming up with. And what I'm going to do is, I'm trying to decide if this would just be complicating or not. Would it be helpful for you if I said, okay, Sarah, in my class, this is what we just decided to do in the class. Would that be useful to you or would that be intimidating? Brenda's a no. Agnieszka's a yes. April's a yes. Brenda, you're outvoted. Sorry. Okay.
But share it at
So
the end.
share it at the end. I could do that, you know, and not in a way, not in any way to say there's something wrong with what you've done, so much just to say there's one more idea. Because chances are I've already tried all these others, and for variety's sake, just to keep me interested, I change it up. So what I want to just help you eliminate from your head is this idea that there is one way to teach a beginning meditation class. I've probably had 20 of them in my life. Every single one was different. When I took one from the Rigpa Association with Sogyal Rinpoche, one thing. Don Mountain, a whole nother thing. I've taken a lot of different ones online because I just want to see what are people doing, right? Very different. You take one from Tara Brach, it's going to have one whole focus. It's going to have none of this yoga stuff we do, right? So it's, there's no one right way. That's why what matters is that you're clear on what you're trying to, as April said, have someone discover. Because in some level, meditation is a discovery. We're helping people discover parts of themselves they're not aware are there. So we're not giving anybody anything. We are helping them to discover something that they already have. Okay? So we let go of this idea that we have the power to take something literally out of our and put it on to somebody else. It's like meditation isn't like that. And your, hear me really clearly when I say this. Your growth in recognizing that I haven't given you anything, that you have done the work that's helped you find this within you. Did you hear what I just said? I haven't given you anything. I just shared with you teachings that are out there. I was lucky enough to have some really great teachers, and those teachers are now part of what's informing your experience. But ultimately, you do the work. You do the work. And you have discovered through that work something inside you. You did it. I didn't do any of this. Please, please. And as you understand that, you will really, really get it that, oh, you're just helping people. You're just helping them discover something that's already there. And it takes a lot of the ego, a lot of the, I need to get this right. It's, you know, it takes a lot of that out of it. A lot of it, you know. So should we try this and see what we get? Okay. So I'll go. No, I really want to go week by week. I don't want to be part of the group. Give me a moment to find Sarah in my latest outline. Hold on. I'm going to go find it. It's kind of like, I want to play.
What do you need? Do you want us to share screen? What are you wanting? Do we need to have it out?
No, just have it, just read it to us. Just tell it to us. We don't need to share the screen. That would get a little cumbersome, I think. Let me just try and find the stuff I just printed up for Sarah. Well. All right. I'll find it on my computer. I don't know what I did with it. Okay. All right. Actually, I remember it. Okay. So April, you want to start us out? So how would you, what is the first part of your class? We've got the introductions, but give us what, first of all, we want, what is the focus of your, actually back it up, Karen. Sorry, guys. There should be a thrust to the class, the 6 weeks, right? There's a goal you have for the 6 weeks. And I don't care if you stay. I want to expose people to the joy of meditation. That'll work for me. I want to help people recognize and give them the tools to realize they're not their thoughts. That works too. I don't care what it is. I just want you to articulate something. It can be general. Are you following me? And then let's see how the weeks break down. And then what's your goal for the first week? There should, for each class, it's nice to have an intention, right? So, okay. So April, go for it.
Okay. So I think the theme of my series is the breath is the way in.
Oh.
And then.
Okay. She's an artist. The rest of you don't have to be that poetic. Just saying, okay, that's really beautiful. Okay. I love it.
But I don't have a theme for I don't have a theme so much for each class. It's more like these are, I haven't gotten that far yet, actually. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So the week one, is, The very beginning is getting a sense of, kind of after introductions is getting a sense of what brought, actually, before we even do that, I do a finding their seat, just getting a relaxation breath. This just started out with after, you know, do introductions and then that's the first thing we do. And then, to get them present in the room. Then I get a temperature of the room, finding out what brought them there, a little bit about their background, and what their expectations are. And that I think will take a chunk of time. Hopefully it'll get people talking. Then going into, three-part breath, pranayama. I think that's the, kind of the only one that I'm really going to focus on the first week, at least that's what I have, is really getting into the three-part breath and feeling it and spending some time with that breath so that they can, because we'll be doing that every week. So I want that that breath to be like an anchoring breath that they'll, a technique they're going to learn right away. And then it's a discussion of what they felt. What was their experience? What did they notice when they did that? And hopefully get a lot of feedback. And then that, then I go into, I'm still working on this. If I want to take the loving kindness blessing as a part of my like last meditation every single time so that they just know what to expect and they get to leave with that feeling. And then doing a closing Om Shanti. That's it. That's what I got.
Okay. So two questions. One, that your purpose with the three-part breath is what?
For them to feel what it's like to follow the breath, to become intimate with the breath.
So the breath in the body, the breath in the body, finding the breath. Okay. All right. Yes. Great. Okay. And I will just say here, repetition is good. Repetition is good. Having a few things that you repeat every single week so that they can kind of, that's always a really good thing, right? Okay. Okay. Thanks, April. Okay. Agnieszka.
Well, I haven't really done the assignment. I was thinking about it a lot and found all kinds of activities not to do it. Yeah, I don't know why.
I love your honesty. Thank you.
I just watched myself not wanting to do it. I don't know. I felt like it'll take so much time and I have all this other work and then I did not the work. I did not the assignment, but anyway, I just want to share, if that's okay, that
yes.
I think my like main theme would be, I guess with the some techniques that we'll do is to have people feel really okay with where they are, and we'll use that meditation as a field, as a arena of life, right, where you can just be okay with where you are.
Oh.
So it'll be, I would like to, like, kind of like April, start with, you know, just sit and but sit for 10 maximum 15 seconds, and then I mean we'll do the introduction, and after that introduction I would like to talk about the nature of mind, which is not to meditate, which is not to be still, which is not to be want to be here and now. So they, which I was not taught. So this is important to me that, you know, if your mind is going, that's perfectly fine. That's the mind. It's nature. So talk a little about that. And then introduce three-part breath. And again, after, you know, doing it maybe for 2 minutes max, I want to keep it short, whatever we do, very short. And then again, have a conversation or sharing how did it go? Yes. So, and
so did you write all that down? You should write that down. That was really good. Make sure you write that down. And just do it now so you don't forget that. That was really good.
Yes, yes. I wrote it, yes.
You notice we have another yoga teacher who's starting out with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Okay. Is there more that you want to include for this
right
now?
I think, well, so really just a few techniques. And also I was thinking maybe even, I don't know if this is too much for the beginning class, maybe like the second or third class or maybe even give people assignment, you know, like notice in your everyday life, like where you're not being okay with where you are. Like when you're, I don't know, washing dishes. Oh, I don't know where we're being negative in a way towards ourselves. In really simple things. I don't know. Oh, why did I get so much soap for my sponge? Right. I just silly things like watching those patterns that, but I don't know if this is too much for beginners or just.
Well, I would write it all down. I would make sure you write down even those examples, right? Mm-hmm. And then here's what I want to just tell you right up front. I used to give people little charts, little graphs, da, da, da. And all that happened was maybe one or two people the first week or two would fill something in and then people wouldn't. And it just became one more thing they weren't doing. One more thing they were failing at. So I might strongly recommend offering them, if you want to do anything this week, just practice this three-part breath, right? And give them permission. Anytime works. I mean, unless it's specifically a class where people are sincerely, that's all they want is the structure and the support to start a daily practice. Mm-hmm. It becomes a failure again. So I think leaving them with an idea for the week, just notice, you know, if you're being hard on yourself. And then when they come back the next week, we do exactly what we do here, right? Anybody even think to do it? No, most of us forgot. Okay, yeah, great, normal. Because what we know is it takes weeks before these kinds of things begin to penetrate into our day-to-day consciousness, right? Or months. So yeah, that brought up some good points there. Thank you, Agnieszka.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. B.
It's me. So again, it's not very consolidated. It's a whole bunch of ideas jotted down because I did get stuck. And then I've been listening to all of this morning. But kind of similar, I think, to Agnieszka, I think of a theme for a beginning is helping people just learn to take time for themselves in the here and now.
Okay. So I want everybody to hang on here. April, you write down your thing. Agnieszka, you write down your thing. Brenda, you write, because your title of your beginning class could be so much more fun than beginning meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation to take time for yourself. Meditation to become okay with yourself as you are, whatever that was you said, Agnieszka. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be pithy right now, but the idea of the title for your beginning class, right? Here it is. It's right here in this that you're talking about. I don't have that kind of poetry. My titles don't have this, but you, each one of you so far, you got it. So capitalize on that. All right. Sorry, Brenda. I wanted to say it before I forgot.
No, that's okay. So I think in the first class, kind of like Lisa was saying, you know, just setting up that safe space for whoever you have in that class. So during the introductions, it isn't, you know, tell us your life story, but maybe a little guided on the introduction that helps you get a little insight into that person, into what their experiences are. And just an assurance that whatever we teach, quote unquote, during this class, that however you're doing it and if it's working, that it's the way to do it. Like just having people assurances that their experience is their experience. So that we might, you know, fine tune things in these 6 weeks, but whatever you're doing, that is what you're doing. So just that assurance, really kind of just setting the stage for that. But then I think it just goes to helping people figure out what, you know, finding their seat means, that initial connection to feeling grounded, feeling connected to their body. And kind of like April says, teaching our breath is usually for me the way in, you know, because the one way to quiet my mind is to give it something to focus on, like the temperature in the nostril or my hand on my leg or whatever. So for me, I think focusing on the body also focuses on the mind because in my world, they're tied together. So if you're just telling me to take some deep breaths, my mind's going to go off on some other world. But if I'm being told kind of how to breathe or where to focus that breath, then that's what's going on. So probably, you know, three-part breath, I feel like is one that is very guided like that, really gets your mind kind of engaged. And, probably using that same technique that I talked about with the 10-minute thing, just that present moment, kind of the bringing the mind back to sound or bringing the mind back to sensation or smell or, you know, whatever, what help people kind of have that experience. And like we were talking about kind of intermixing a check-in, whether it's after each one or just some saving some time at the end of class to make sure that folks can ask questions and share their experiences. And like we were saying, kind of get that validation that as one person shares, oh, okay, that was happening for me too. Or, oh, holy cow, that was not happening for me. So the time at the end for people to have that experience. So that's it. Kind of rough draft.
No, okay. And I'm going to make a statement here. I think it's important to, especially first class, debrief along the way, because nobody believes their experience is authentic and okay.
Right.
And every time you go around the room and it's, oh, this is what I experienced. Oh, and you go, oh, great. Okay. All right. Excellent. That's here. Okay. Oh, see, everybody's different. We have to say these things out loud again and again, because we are not trained to be okay with our experience. So I would say use first class after every little thing. What was that like? Okay. And it bonds, and your response helps to create the safety without having to say, I want it to be safe in here. Your acceptance of each one and embrace of each one is where the safety starts to come. Does that? So I think I am going to say that. I think that as a teacher of this, a graduate of this program, I think that first class especially, processing after each one. It doesn't have to be long. What did you experience? What was that like? And let's get people learning how to be comfortable articulating their experience without comparing to others. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of our, what we've learned. So, okay, I've decided. We process.
Yeah. Okay. And I think there's an art of, you know, if you're going to process in between each thing, giving it a focus, like you've done this, I think you've adapted this over the years, Karen, that instead of we're just going to check in around. Right. But I mean, yeah, but share where you felt that on your bike, like give a really kind of like a guided, processing so that it doesn't become spill, you know, for 10 minutes and, you know, that kind of thing.
No, very targeted. If we're working with the breath in the nostrils, we've been doing that for a minute. What was that like for you? Could you find the coolness? Did you find the warmth? What did you experience? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Okay, Lisa. Lisa, one eye. Oh no, Lisa, two eyes. Lisa, two eyes. Karen, I don't know my alphabet. Okay.
Here you go. Okay. Hi again. So I covered some of it.
Yes.
Some of the stuff in the first class that I thought was important. So trying to create a sense of hopefulness in experiencing my path. So trying to give people the sense of, okay, this is something that might help even in the tiniest way. So I wanted to make sure I did that at the beginning. And I thought it would be kind of fun to just start with a small exercise where either you have a pen with a piece of paper, 30 seconds or a minute, and just kind of notice how many thoughts come into your head when you're sitting here. You know, like, this is weird. I don't want to do this, you know, and just see in 30 seconds or 1 minute, how many thoughts actually on a normal basis fly into our head. So, and then spend just a few moments talking about why we would want to maybe interrupt that pattern. And
okay. I'm sorry. That was well said. That was funny. Okay.
And then we would we would, right there, we would either work with, I think I had finding the seat up a little bit earlier, and then we'd work in one pranayama, and then we'd kind of go back to a discuss. I thought it could be fun to do, you know, we talked about sharing this information of history of meditation or common misconceptions. It could be fun to do a true or false list. I mean, that's kind of more corporate, but wouldn't that be kind of fun to engage people like, oh, it's not that. I mean, without just telling them it's this, it's this, it's because then people go, oh, I totally thought that was true. That isn't, you know, so I thought that could be fun.
Lisa, that is such a good idea.
You can use it.
Oh my gosh.
And I did really love the book 10% Happier. And I think I like connecting with a book or a reading or a story in each class. So I do have that in. It relates to obviously what we're working on that day. More pranayama, more discuss. And then,
if you say pranayama, which one are we talking? We're back.
Oh, I put first class would focus on a 3-part breath and sipping breath.
Okay.
And then when we talk about this idea of,
I'm going to just tell you right now, it's too many breaths for the first class. You can't do both. Two? You can't do sipping and you could do 3-part and relaxation,
yeah.
But sipping and 3-part breath in the same class.
Okay. I found myself going like, as the more the weeks went on, like, this is too much. This is,
yeah,
too much.
That's going to be too much. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, tense and relax. And then, I thought it would be fun to have, we talk about this a lot, how the post-it note takeaway kind of stays with us in a positive. So at the end of every class, or we would already write a post-it note takeaway for the week going ahead would be pause. Just pause.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Can we just remark on I don't even know how to say it. Anyways, I am delighted. This is delightful. This is delightful having all these different approaches and different ways to do it. So, Lisa, other Lisa.
So as you know, my demographic, everything's going to be slower. My theme is to get out of the head and get into the body, but do it slowly. And with loving kindness, because my demographic would always put others first or be afraid of other people, or there's a relationship problem. So sending blessings out to other people come with like barbed wire and like bombs and things. So we're going to start with, you know, welcome and introductions, because people in this demographic like to trauma vomit. And so I will keep everyone very short. Give us a quick 2-minute history. Why are you here? Everyone will give me 4 and I have to cut them off. I already know that. But we're going to talk about, well, what does it mean to you? And it's all going to be kind of fluid. What do you want out of it? Okay, well, you know, let's explore that. And it's almost like setting an intention kind of thing. And I'm going to talk about the tools, the proper posture, and it's up to you. You can do it in your bedroom. You can do it in the bus. You can do it while you're driving, but don't close your eyes. You know, just give them the freedom that there's no proper way and it's about you, and keep telling them it's about you. And then I'm going to tell them about find your seat, what that means. And when you hear that, you're going to know, because now my body automatically does that. When I hear Karen find your seat, like, oh, I turn on her things when I'm in the tanning booth. And then I'm like, oh, I have 20 minutes to just do this. So nice. So we're going to warm up. I'm going to say, find your seat, and we're going to do the tense and relax, the release meditation, for about 2 to 4 minutes. It's going to go kind of fast, but it's to recognize all your body parts, to feel that muscle individually flexing and letting go. And then I'm going to teach a couple of pranayamas, a resurrection breath, tell them the why and how, because that is setting us here, starting, letting everything else from behind, starting now, moving forward. So that's kind of an important anchor, I think. And then a 3-part breath, because that calms the nervous system. And then I'm going to do, let's practice that. Find your seat. I'm going to say, and then we'll pause and enjoy the effects. So there's going to be a lot of quiet time. We're going to stop and check in. How is that for you all? That's about 5 minutes. Remind them that where the mind goes, the energy follows, because that'll be a new concept to them. But I have it throughout every week. I'll just repeat that phrase. And then I'm going to teach them the breath to soften and release, because now they know where those muscles are. And now they've flexed them. They've let them go. But now we're going to really focus a little bit on that. We're going to do about 5 minutes. It's not going to be long, but 5 minutes is a really long time when you're new to it. But it's just going to be a lot of guiding. So they're not going to really be like, you know, going to the potential space, but they're going to be experiencing something new. And I'm not in charge of the outcome. So that I know, I am not in charge of the outcome. I am just here as a guided tour guide. That's it. Cause I realize, yeah, hey, get where I am. But I didn't even realize where I was until I started doing this. So it's huge. So at the, breath to soften and release, we're going to stop, review the class, really push self-care. You're going to be dysregulated. You need to take care of yourself, especially tonight. Practice, practice, practice. Tell them where and how you can practice. Then we're going to do a closing meditation. Find your seat. I'm going to read the thorn tree because I think that's the first step in letting go of their story.
Oh, wow.
That they're telling themselves about all their trauma. Close your eyes, deep breath. And then I'm going to do the happiness blessing. And I changed it to may I be blessed, because we're introducing that self-care concept. And so as I go through, it's kind of like first two, recognizing, allowing these sensations that come up and investigating as I go on with other things. And we end with loving kindness. And then we learn about equanimity, because that takes us right out of that black and white thinking into the balance. So that's my goal.
That is DBT. A lot. That's a lot for one class. And so.
Well, that was like a synopsis of how and the focus, but the one class was I read it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was more than just, okay. All right. All right. Okay. Lovely. All right. Excellent. Ramon, you got any input on that? Any thoughts?
Kind of just taking in what everyone's saying, but I think as I was thinking of the theme, for my demographic would probably be get out of your head.
Good one.
And I would think, I mean, when I was in consulting, I did a lot of teaching and I was trying to remember, and it was very, I mean, I thought it was effective, but, and a lot of folks went on to become very successful at consulting. So I'm assuming it worked, that it was more about when I spoke about my experiences with what I was going through, and like when I would go speak to a client, I would speak to them in this way and with this type of attitude and this mindset that would work. So I think the way I would begin it is, and is just talk about what meditation has done for me and kind of when I said, you know, this is time to, I need something different at this point. And then I went on a journey, and I won't go through the entire journey, but more like, you know, kind of what I found it to be. And I read, you know, a ton of books about it and obviously done a lot of work around it. And this is, to me, this is what it is. So this is what I'm going to teach you from this perspective, and then I'll come up with the agenda from there, but just kind of at least go through some personal experience of where it is, of where I am with it, and where, how I got to that point.
That's a fabulous point. Credibility right there. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I just remember I have Kathleen's notes. So let me read what Kathleen would have did for her first. And here's her phrase at the top: what the mind can conceive, and I believe this says believe, the mind can achieve through your heart. So I think that's her overarching thrust. And here's her class one: meet everyone, name and what you hope to get from this class. She talked, what is meditation versus yoga? What is mudra and the health benefits? Oh, what is a mudra and what are the health benefits? The mental benefits. And she would go into the causes of suffering are resistance and attachment. And so she would introduce the idea of neti as, interesting. Neti right up front. There we go. And then she would take, and she would cover how to sit. And then take them through a meditation, which would be finding your seat, doing the invocation, which is the intention they brought to the class, do a three-part breath, soften, release, and a meditation using the neti neti technique, and the closing. And so it looks like she would do that same meditation as an open and a close. And so she would ask them to do a suggested reading. She would have people journal and contemplate a question. And the question would be, what is my story? Oh, interesting. This is advanced class. And then homework to start reprogramming. So she's got SNAP in there. That must be an acronym for something she can explain when she gets back. And the thought, oh, and using the thought, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting to learn how to observe without judgment? So she's got the neti neti and the isn't that interesting? So she's also going more from the mind standpoint. Somebody who I find this just fascinating how the difference in the approaches in. Isn't it so cool? I just love it. And that's so Kathleen, right? Let's have a little contemplative prompt. And so I think it's a lot for one class, but this is the kind of stuff that's really not what's so important as recognizing that when you actually do get in there and teach, if you, and you will, show up for what's actually happening, the class will unfold and you will adjust accordingly, right? It's almost better to have a little more at your fingertips than so that you're not in April's fear was she would be sitting there and it's half hour in and I've used up my entire plan, right? So it's nice to have a little bit more than you think you might need. So, okay, here's what I want to say. I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you each teach according to your personality and your what makes you sing, you will, every one of you, be better teachers than I am. And that, when I went in for the break, I was like in tears. I was so impressed with y'all. I am beyond just overflowing with impressed with every single one of you. And all I can say is please, please, please do you. Be you. Bring you and your way to the table. Oh, I'm so impressed with y'all. So with that, should we move on to week two? Let's do a quick week two, but let's be a little quicker so we can try and get through everything. So kind of the highlights of week two. Okay. You can go with the same order. And instead of reading what Sarah and I did, I'm going to read Kathleen. How's that? Okay. So April, go ahead.
Okay. So I've been doing this outline in my notes feature on my phone. So that's what I was doing all week long. I was like, oh yeah, I want to remember that. And I just used my phone. So I emailed it to you from my phone. And so now I've been like adding little tidbits. I'm like, oh, well, that's how I'm going to make that make sense. Like, so anyway, this has been so great to just get everyone's thoughts on how they're doing it. So week two, we do our just a temperature check-in on how, you know, first we do an opening meditation, finding our seat, three-part breath, just get present. And then we I just do a temperature check, right? How was it for them last week? How are they feeling this week? And then I have in here, and this is something I might change because of week three, discuss the nature of thought and then, the way to quiet the mind is to go into the body. It's like, And what does that mean? So then we do the tighten and release technique to get them used to that feeling of being of the different parts of their body. And we discuss what that's like, what everyone's experience was. And then I talk a little bit more about pranayamas and why they help quiet the mind, how they work for bringing the mind back. And then we talk a little bit about people's experience with, you know, what happens when their mind wanders. My guess is that talking about this is going to take more time. So I've left it pretty open. And then I don't actually have which one, but we do, a closing meditation just as basically a relaxation breath, but I haven't decided I should introduce something there. Then the loving kindness blessing. And then I like that point of giving them a resource if they want to. You know, if they want something to read in between, maybe 10% happier, it's really accessible. I love that book. So that's my week two. That's it.
All right. Okay. All right. And Nestor, do you want to move in? Or you, that was enough. What you gave was kind of the overthrow. Okay. All right. Brenda?
That's kind of how I'm feeling too. I don't know that I have concrete enough to go week by week after week one.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm taking lots of information down.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So Lisa?
Okay, so week two, we'd start a little quicker. And the theme of that class would be begin again. And bringing that kind of linking the two together, we'd review with what we learned in the first class, starting with finding seats, and we'd add in tune into senses, a reading from 10% happier. Like April, let's talk about pranayama a little bit more. How does it help quiet the mind? And then spending some time beginning to talk about the idea of sensation in the body. Mm. So, celebrating the smallest of victories, body scan at the end, and post-it note takeaway, begin again.
I had a question. Hang on.
Yep.
I see. I just wrote, you said the sensation in the body. I see where you're at with that. Okay. All right. And so how does this celebrate the smallest of victories? You're going to tie that into the fact if you could notice anything that's a victory. Is that how it's tying in to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Just bringing in that reminder that you frequently do for us that this is normal. If you paused or if you were able to start again, those are successes.
Excellent. Yes. Yes. All right. Lovely. Lovely. Lisa.
Okay. I would also keep my structure pretty same as the first class and repeating so that it was no, they would know. So checking in would be less, 5 minutes, review what we talked about, meditation, any questions that have come up during the week, about 5 minutes, go right into a warm up, find your seat, tense and release meditation, just to get that presence. Then I would review what we've learned for pranayama, the resurrection, 3-part, breath to soften, because we did that meditation in first class, and I would add the new sipping breath, and then we would do it all together. I'd do all the talking, we'd do it all together, pause and enjoy the effects, stop and check in, and talk about how I invite you to practice that daily. We're going to add a new basic meditation at this point, talking about labeling sound and labeling the story to the sound. Like letting go of that, just listening to its energy vibration. I would kind of dip my toes into that a little bit. Then we're going to review the class, what we learned, any questions, go into the closing, find your seat, happiness, blessing, may I be blessed.
So this brings up something I want to just remind everybody. Especially when you're repeating a technique week to week, right? Which is what you're doing here, right? You're building. You do not, when you're explaining the technique, and I really encourage you to not explain all the parts of the technique the first time. Every week you can add a little bit. If you try and explain it all in the first time, everybody's going to be gone. they're going to be looking at you, but they're not going to be hearing a word you said. Their mind will be off. So doses, you know, a little bit here. And then third or fourth week of doing, sipping breath, you know, maybe correct a little bit more. They don't have to do it perfectly the first time, right? It's like, just get them to do something. Are you following me? So that way it stays little bite sized and we keep them engaged. And cause I really, there is a quote out there. Somebody will remember it. It's like, you know, if you tell somebody, it only goes so far. When they do it, that's when they know it, right? And if anybody can remember whatever that famous quote is, that's what we want to bring is yes. And all of the questions that you have had, you are answering in the class you're teaching, which is incredibly beautiful. And we want to make sure that we're giving them the experience, because they're going to take away the experience is what they'll remember. So you guys, this is going great. Let me read Kathleen's second week. Her handwriting is a little, it's beautiful, but it's a little hard for me to read. So class two, check in. Questions about last week, just like you've all said. The opening meditation would reinforce what was learned last week, being present in the, I can't read that word. She's going to laugh when she watches this video. And Kathleen, I can't read your writing. I'm going to share this. Maybe somebody else can read it. Because I have astigmatism and my glasses, I need new glasses. So can somebody else read that? Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to look around here. What is this section right here?
Being everyone present in
the now.
Oh, the now.
In the now. Yeah.
Oh, dropping and preconceived ideas. Be open to what is new. Can you surrender? Okay. Okay. Do you see how Kathleen it's like she's, I don't know. Can you see there's a different thrust to her class already? It's a whole different thrust. You can see she's working with her students, working with taking people deeper into places within themselves. So I would not have her teach beginning meditators. She would be beginning class for a certain type of personality. Are you following mm-hmm. this? Do you see the richness here? Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's going to go back to causes of suffering. And then she's going to start with the rain, start doing the rain. So she's doing R this week. Oh, that's what it is. She's working rain in through. That's a good idea. Recognize my body is having an event, body scan, and then closing with, what was that? What does that say?
Reminder of neti, neti, neti.
Okay. And the journal question. I love this. A journal question. Revisit your story. Are you still playing victim? And then snap, which she'll tell us. Does somebody know what snap is? Or is that? No? Okay. All right. All right. So let's do a quick week three. Right now we're down to April and the Lisas.
Okay. So week three is when I go into the nature of the mind. And it's basically the same thing, you know, coming back to the space and, seeing how everybody did, doing a quick, becoming present, three part breath, relaxation breath, become present in the room. Just a basic check-in. And then I guess that's the beginning. Then the meat of week three is where we get into the nature of the mind. And we start talking, I wanted to kind of introduce the idea that the nature of the mind is to wander. It's like, I don't remember who said it before, but it's like, that this is normal. This is what your mind does. Oh, and Yeshka. Cause so I had to talk about, that our, the nature of mind is to think, to tell stories, to paint a picture of the past and the future, but rarely is our mind, in the present moment. And so, so that they're to, again, teaching them that they're normal if their mind is doing what it's supposed to do. That's what it means to be a human being with a brain. So just getting them that self-acceptance, you know, that you're normal, you're okay. And then I had a question about this. What I wanted to do is to start helping them to label their thoughts. And if they can think, oh, I just thought that, who is the I that says, I just thought that? But I don't know if that's too much for a beginning. That might be too big of a concept for a beginning class.
Okay. There's different ways to look at it. Some people teach that right out of the bat, right? Mm-hmm. Who is the I that is witnessing my thoughts? You know, who is it aware? I mean, literally some people start there when they teach meditation. That's, you just got to feel that out for you. My sense is that's not a beginning concept.
That's my intuition right here, yeah. Is that that could derail some people. It could derail me.
Well, I just remember Lisa's response, right? What do we just do? That person has to be there. Not you, Lisa in Oregon, Lisa Pruzak. The first time we did that exercise in a mom's class, she was like, what? So here's, can I put something out here? Mm-hmm. So when we get to working with the mind, you know, there's different ways of looking at this. Like, who was it started with? Nettie? Lisa, Kathleen. I think she started with Nettie right off the bat, right? It's as soon as you go to Nettie as your first introduction to how to work with them thoughts. I'm not my thoughts. I'm not the thought thinking that I'm this thought. I'm not thought. What you're doing is you're carrying people immediately into an awareness that says, oh, I am something besides my thoughts. There is another me here. There's something else that's awareness. Nettie is really a training to move out of this tight identification we have with us as our body, as our mind, as our emotions, right? So it's a deep training piece, and it's where I started. I started here. I didn't know these other techniques. This is what I learned first. But in today's world right now, with all of the mindfulness that's out there, there's another way in, which is let me observe my thought, and the power of the observation comes from recognizing, oh, that's a past thought. That's a future thought. Oh, that's a pleasant thought. That's an unpleasant thought. Or as we begin often, oh, that sound, that's a sensation, that's a smell, that's my breath. Oh, that's a thought. And we're labeling, right? This is what we call labeling. And it's a gentler way. It's a highly effective way of separating the mind from identifying with what it's thinking about. So the difference is those techniques separate the mind. Nettie begins to separate us.
Yeah. And so that's maybe for a net, that could be, you know, after they've gotten some.
I think you'd be entry. True to you. I think you'd be true to you. You just, whatever feels most, like a logical, natural progression for you that works for you in your mind.
Well, it makes sense now. Now that makes sense that is a deeper concept. Mm-hmm. Because I did never take a beginning class. I jumped right into the mom's class, right? And we just got all of this, you know, so I could see, yeah, it is a deeper concept, that idea of I am not that. So what am I? Is the question, right? Yeah. So I just erased all that out of my notes here. And I said, simply how to bring the mind back is by labeling your thoughts, which is labeling. So we do some practice there. And then it's almost like now I'm just introducing the idea. Now we're at this point, I would do some pranayamas and help them to bring the mind back. And that's just practice. We're just going to practice that for a little bit in this big middle section of week three. Just like, oh,
so why do you say pranayamas to bring the mind back when you labeling to bring the mind back?
What I'm saying is that I'm going to have them do like a 3-part breath or do a meditation. And then while we're doing, use that as a vehicle for them to notice when their mind wanders.
Gotcha.
And then bring it back to the, and so here's what I thought on this week is that here's what I would use. You'd label the thought and then bring yourself back to the breath. And here I thought I'd introduce the idea. I love, Lisa, where you have like, I'm picturing having like little, post-it notes at every seat, you know, when they come into class, and then have them, have a word that helps that bring them back. And maybe the word is temperature. Like, okay, let's work with that word. Okay, so you get lost in the thought. Oh, temperature. To remind them to breathe in, what's the temperature on the in-breath? What's the temperature on the out-breath? And just get their mind to come back. And so maybe that's their post-it note. Like, I picture myself doing that, putting a post-it note everywhere. This is temperature. I've got little kids. Temperature, that's my word that says, oh, yeah. In that moment, just bring my breath.
I would recommend give them a 1-syllable word, to be honest, just like cool. Simple word. Temperature is a long word. It's a temperature. It's a 4-syllable word. Mm-hmm. My experience is, and I could be very wrong, a word. Boom. Oh, cool. Or warm, or temperature is too long a word, is my experience. When you're working with the mind, right? It's just give it something short and sweet, boom, to come back. So then
we would work with that for a while. And then, I mean, depending on how much time there is in that class, I would use the soften and release technique to help them to like give their mind something to do, almost like using it as a guided meditation, right? The soften and release to really imagine the breath going into a part of their body to soften it. It's like giving their brain, their mind wants to wander. Our mind wants to think. So give it some direction.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the time. So it's time to stop for today. Here's what I'd like to take from this is now everybody, this is my your requirement to get your certification is I need to see a written plan for a beginning class from you. Okay. And I would take this information and just because there's some things that we've pointed out, right? It's like, and I want you to remember the word anchor. It's when you are using if you're using, April was using temperature as an anchor. What is the anchor that you are using? We used to say, bring your mind back to the technique. When your mind wanders, bring it back to the technique. That's a phrase I had for decades. Another term they use often in mindfulness is bring your mind back to the anchor. Use your breath as the anchor. Use your body as the anchor. And not that you have to use that phrase with your students so much as for you to understand the purpose of that is the anchor that the mind is coming back to. Whether it's sensation or even a guided visualization, the object of beauty, the feeling of beauty is the anchor that we're bringing the mind back to again and again. Meditation is that process of bringing our mind back to a technique or an anchor again and again and again. Okay. And so what I'd like to make sure is that you have in your head clear that the purpose of what is the technique / anchor that the mind is coming back to. Okay, that's kind of an important concept for us to hold. Okay. And with that, I'm not going to see you next week. Hopefully everybody will have a lovely Halloween. And if you have any questions, if you want to send me anything, please feel free. And then we've just got two more classes. And I decided we're going to do our graduation on Zoom because I want everybody's face. And if we've got some people here, some people there, it's not going to be the same. But this way, everybody's got equal presence. So what is going to happen is I'm going to be mailing you something. And you are not allowed to open it. It says Meditation Mom or Karen, whatever do not open it until graduation day. Okay. Yes. I will expect to see the box incomplete with the tape still on it. All right. Okay. And so, but we're going to get those out because I'm hearing all of this stuff about the mail, things not working, you know, slowing down. And so we're going to go ahead and get those sent out this week. And so you'll have them in plenty of time. Okay.
Is our graduation thing the same time as our class normally?
Yes, it's longer though. It's actually a long day. It's like 5 hours.
Okay.
Lisa's face. What the fuck? Yeah. Go look at the time. It's long. It's a longer day because it's our last day. And so there's different things that we do as part of the closing ritual or the first and the last of the whole thing are, I think, five hour days. So, I hope you can be here.
Do have it down, 7:30 to 1. I could have just looked at my calendar.
All right. Well, then let's just do a quick namaste so I can let you get back to your families. And this time now is if you're missing any notes, any assignments, any things that I need from you, be good. Let's get those in. And if you can get me this assignment in before our next class. Lisa, was there a question there?
I just need to let Aneshka know. I'm starting in person next week, so I won't be coming to yoga. Do you guys still record it?
Yeah, we'll record it. Wait, no, there's no class this week.
The follow, like forever now.
The
like
following the, series.
The rest of
the following
them.
Series, yeah.
Or is it the end? Are we at the end of that series?
We're at the end.
Oh, okay.
We're starting again in November, and we go for 5 weeks, Aneshka?
Okay, I won't be able to make it, but
we'll
it's
miss
been
you.
Wonderful.
It has, yeah.
We'll miss you.
All right, everybody. How about a quick namaste? Namaste, loves. Namaste. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And may you be triply blessed so that you may be truly, you may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. I love you guys. You have no idea. Oh, my God. You're amazing. Take that with you into your week, all right? All right. Bye, everybody.
Does this mean I really have to go home now?
No, stay another day. Bye, everyone.